This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, talking about, I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. I said you did. Now, I was setting this up during the third segment. And for those that did not know, Adolf Hitler, you probably heard this. Something like this. Something similar to this by Adolf Hitler. Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. Adolf Hitler. Make the lie big, make it simple, keep saying it, and eventually they will believe it. That was Adolf Hitler. You know, here's the thing. The American people are being and are continuously being played by the dupes of ill-designing men, and they refuse to be ashamed of what they fail to address concerning those who are playing them. Jeremiah 8:5. Now, I was talking about how I posted a meme on a live stream last week that showed the tyrant Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children to win the people over. Now, they do this with priests, too, by the way. Oh, my goodness. Some of the stuff this new Pope is doing, friends, is just so far out there, and yet you still have people just falling all over him. Hey, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Did you hear me? That's scripture. Read Luke 6 when you get a moment. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. See, that puts men where men belong. Christ is the king, man is not. Man is fallen, Christ delivers them from their sin and puts them in an awesome position with the Father as they are joint heirs with Christ in all things. They're also made more than conquerors through him who loved us. But I was just looking, I just seen this the other day, and I just thought, what is it going to take for people to figure out that the Pope is political? Everything everybody does on a political scale, they're working hand in glove again, going back and forth. You know, Russia calls for a new world order. The American people have been calling for a new world order under the Bushes since the 90s that we know of. You know, you go over to foreign countries, other countries calling for a new world order. And then all of a sudden the Pope starts talking about the new world order. You hear a politician talk about sodomy and how they want to legalize it because they're victims. You know, and then before you know it, the Pope is saying that the people need to repent for the way they've treated sodomites. And when God condemns what the Pope is advocating. And did you just see this, friends, that the Pope welcomes jihad-tied Secretary General of the Muslim World League to the Vatican? Oh my gosh. What are you gonna, hello, ding, 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 ding. I just wanted to ring that bell for you so you can understand that this whole Islam is nothing but a political movement, friends. That's all it is. And, of course, don't forget that it's on the heels of the homosexuals. You're being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty in this country. And America gave them a pass. And now we see behind that what's coming in behind them. Just look to England, friends. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Matter of fact, now that I'm on that bunny trail, it's interesting also, friends, I found a meme yesterday, a post, of because you know that England's being overtaken now, right? For those that did not know, they are being overtaken big time by the Muslims. As a matter of fact, their Muslim mayor, which there's several of them throughout England now, he's the one that said that the people need to get used to terror attacks because it's a part of our culture. Okay? Of course it is, and they're going to bring their culture with them, and it's exactly what they're doing in England, and it's exactly what they're going to do in America as well if you let them do it. But I got a picture here of a Muslim holding up the ISIS sign with the one finger. On this picture is also three other, by the way, disarmed policemen in England holding up the ISIS sign with the one finger up. The three cops and the Muslim holding up the one finger, the ISIS sign, are all smiling together. I mean, how stupid are the people in England becoming? I mean, police officers showing off the signs of ISIS to the camera, probably unbeknownst to them, but soon enough they're going to understand what it means because they didn't take warning. They failed to do their homework, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Anyways, that was my little bunny trail on this. But I was talking about this meme that I posted, the tyrant Adolf Hitler taking pictures with children to win the people over, as well as a picture of him as Time Magazine's 1938 Man of the Year. Doesn't anybody think that's a little strange? Of course it is. They're promoting the bad guy, is what they're doing. And they've been doing this for a long time. And I also shared with you that the president of the United States in the 30s was having the American people, your grandpas and grandmas, calling Joseph Stalin the murderous dictator who was killing off millions of his own people. He had the American people calling him Uncle Joe. So don't ever think it can't happen. It has happened, and it is happening today. Well, this guy responded after he's seen this meme with, you know, Adolf Hitler with the kids and Adolf Hitler, Time Magazine's 1938 Man of the Year. A man responded and said, I'm tired of people equating Adolf Hitler with Donald Trump. I wasn't doing that. I never said anything about Donald Trump. I said back to him, I said, you did. And I replied, did you see something that I may have overlooked? 2 Corinthians 11:14. I said, we all have something to learn. If we're ever beyond learning, folks, we're done learning. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And I said to him, I said, I've been posting these memes for years, and now that Donald Trump is the president, I'm equating him to Adolf Hitler? Because you've seen similarities going on here? Now, this is what I wanted to get to before our phone call from our friend Rod in Michigan. I want you to listen carefully as to what Louise Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher, said in 1932 about Adolf Hitler. Listen carefully. This is what the people of Germany said of Adolf Hitler. By the way, when he came in, he had less than 3% approval rating of the people. They were afraid of him. And then once he got into power, he started to kill off all his political opposition. And history teaches us that. And if you don't believe me, just go to Germany. They got them in their school books now. All the opposition that was created during that time came from Adolf Hitler. It was all created, just like it is today. Now people are beginning to understand that all these protests in America, going off on this bunny trail, it's all paid political agitators. It's all bought and paid for. They make a little show, the media is right there to blow it up, and they want you to throw your hands up in the air and say there's nothing we can do about it, when in fact, if you understood the way that they operate in such a fashion that they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. In America, when you begin to understand who they are, how small they are, I'll tell you what, you're going to stand before the King of Kings, and you're going to look at the great deceiver on Judgment Day, and you're going to look at the Lord and say, it was him who deceived the nations, and the Lord's going to look at you and say, I tried to tell you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, talking about, I never said anything about it being Donald Trump. I said you did. And I'm taking it slow because, friends, I usually just jam everything in the hours because it's what's in me, and I just got to let it out, you know. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters. And I'm telling you what, it flows here. It really does flow here. We're talking about how someone equated Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler because of pictures I posted, because there were similarities going on here. He said it. I didn't, right? And what I want you to do is I want you to listen to what Louise Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher, said in 1932 about Adolf Hitler. I want you to listen carefully. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper? Speaking of Adolf Hitler, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress. When I posted that, people started saying, oh my gee. People started saying, oh my gee. Like, wait a second, this is what's happening today. Again, Louise Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932, said of Adolf Hitler, how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, and deliverer from unbearable stress. Let me take that as well, if you don't mind, friends, over to my last article. Not this one, last week's. Because when I posted last week's article, the message that Americans will be forced to receive was basically this. I was exposing Donald Trump, his administration, for systematically doing the opposite of what he said that he was going to do on the campaign trail. I got an email shortly thereafter. And this guy said to me, I usually agree with your articles. He said, but this time you've gone too far. And I said, I've gone too far. I said, are you paying attention as to what's going on? I said, is it not important to pay attention to what our representatives do rather than what they say? Matthew 7:16. Never heard back from him. I said to him, isn't it prevention better than cure? Isn't it for the American people not to stand back and trust that Donald Trump is the man, and if nobody can do it, Donald can? Nope. You've been propagandized if that's what you believe, America. Matter of fact, I got another meme on that just this morning. Someone threw it out there. Just be calm. Keep calm and let Donald handle it. Can you believe it, America? This time I've gone too far exposing Donald Trump for systematically doing the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail. To their own demise, they still refuse to return to the God of Israel. And what were we talking about last week? We were talking about, well, how the Trump administration is basically putting the American people back to sleep. And then I began to talk about how the Trump administration is asking Congress to renew a law giving intelligence agencies the authority to collect communications of millions of Americans without a warrant. He signed it. I've gone too far, America, by telling you what he's actually doing, because he's not actually who you think he is. That's I was going too far. And then I shared with you, friends, how Pamela Geller posted this last week that Trump was adhering to Sharia by not criticizing Islam in his speech. And then I shared with you last week that Sebastian Gorka, another broken promise, was reported by him, who had written to the president, and this is what he said: regrettably, outside of yourself, the individuals who most embodied and represented the policies that will make America great again, which happens to be Ronald Reagan's slogan to a T, he said, have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. So in other words, what Mr. Gorka was telling you, America, is that all of those policies and promises to make America great again have been internally countered, systematically removed, or undermined in recent months. Why wouldn't you want to know that? Is this breaking the glass of your illusion? Is that what this is, friends? And it must be, because if going too far is telling you what they're really doing, then I am guilty as charged, because I'm tired of it, America. I'm tired of it. How many look up to him with his touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? No, that's not about Donald Trump. That's not said about Donald Trump. That's said about Adolf Hitler in 1932. By the way, I didn't say it. He said it. Wow, that's craziness. That's totally craziness. Do you know that the Bible tells us in Daniel 8:25, it says that, and through his policy, again, not law, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart. Now, wait a second. Let's just take it for what it is. Regardless of who we're talking about, this applies to all of us. Okay? But I am making a point. In 1 John 1:8, it says that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Is that not what Donald Trump said when he was asked if he ever repented before? He said, I've never done anything wrong. Well, that counters scripture. Going back to Daniel 8:25, by the way, that was 1 John 1:8. And then going over to Daniel 8:25, it says, and through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. That's a narcissist. And now listen carefully. And by peace shall destroy many. By peace. According to man, not according to God's moral law. Peace shall destroy many. And he shall stand up against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken without hand. Hey, folks, that applies to all dictators. Remember what Bonaparte said. He said, the Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. Hallelujah. And truth be told. I'm telling you what, when I get that, the Holy Ghost is flying right through me, and I can feel the power of the Holy One of Israel. Praise God. Amen. Right? Now, why would a guy say to me, going back to my point, I'm going too far by holding our representatives accountable? You useful idiot, to your own demise. You dig the pit that you're going to fall into. And those that are allied that think that they're going to have absolute control, it's going to be disannulled, and they're going to fall too as well. Because that's what history teaches us. It doesn't last forever, does it? No. how many look up to him with touching faith as their helper of Adolf Hitler in 1932, their savior of Adolf Hitler in 1932, their deliverer from unbearable stress. I didn't say it. Louise Solmitz did. And this is what I shared with this guy. I went on and said that regardless of who serves we the people in this country, we the people are, like the good advice given by Patrick Henry, are to guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. So I lay to the feet of the present-day America that you look to the past that you might know through the scriptures the future that lies in front of us. So, let me lay to your feet this question. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. You want to set me straight? Have at it. 1-866-582-9933. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s are in war? Are we asleep as the Germans were of the 1930s? Forgive me. You bet your bottom dollar and then some. Hey, folks, just think about this. In Germany, the government didn't sanction murder of the innocent in the womb. Just think about that. They weren't desensitized to believe that it was okay to kill the baby in their womb. No, they did that for them. Just think about that. 58 million babies, that is the population of 18 consecutive states. On your watch. So don't sit back and say, no, we're not asleep as the Germans of the 1930s. There was 80 million people there in that time in Germany. There's 321.6 million people now in the United States. That keeps changing, of course, because of all the illegals, which have doubled, by the way, under Donald Trump. Over that of Barack Hussein Obama, go ahead and look at the State Department statistics so you can get mad at the facts and Donald Trump rather than one telling you that's going too far by telling you that he's not doing what he said he was going to do. Hey, folks, I want to just tell you this. Listen to me carefully. When you listen to these conservatives sitting praising Donald Trump or praising any other politician, I want to tell you something. Change the channel. Because they are dupes of ill-designing men. They are useful idiots. They are the problem. Just so you know. Just so you know. Because I know that there's a whole lot of people out there doing it. I have one. Anytime I ever criticize the lawlessness of this current administration, nobody had a problem with it when I was criticizing Barack Hussein Obama. But now that I'm criticizing Donald Trump, they have a problem with it. You're two-faced. You talk out of both sides of your mouth. You're a hypocrite, which means you're a pretender. And you have your portion. And I want to tell you where it is.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I really do. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll talk about a segment or I'll have a conversation with someone, and then what I'll do is I'll just say, well, can we talk later? Because I need to think about what was just said. And, you know, the fact of the matter is when I'm talking about, you know, these modern day conservatives and these libertarians that are praising this administration when in fact they're doing the opposite, that should scare the chocolate out of you. But the fact of the matter is, it's because that you've listened to these people to this point, that's the reason your backs are up against the wall. Get into the Word. Get into the Constitution. Hey, you know, we've been talking about the similarities someone reported. You know, I'm sick and tired of people comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Doing that, and I'm making clear that I wasn't doing that. But isn't it interesting that we're today now talking about Donald Trump, Mike Pence, the vice president that is, folks, he has deceived the people in this country that he is a Christian man. And the professed Christians today are an absolute, they're shameful. They don't even know the Word of God. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. They don't even know his commandments. Just ask me, I'll tell you. First-hand experience. That's why you're in trouble. But the fact of the matter is it not interesting that today Trump, Pence, McConnell, the guy that was busted with how many 90 tons of cocaine on his family ship that you never heard a word about. It's all over the net, by the way, friends. That people that are willing, these stories or these happenings are written by people that care enough about the facts and the truth that keeps us free. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. The truth does that. The lie doesn't do that. Is it not interesting that it's the establishment, the Washington establishment, Trump, Pence, McConnell, and Karl Rove and others that are attacking Judge Roy Moore for his Christian stance in this country? You know, I want to tell you why that is, because we're showing you the similarities of what's going on in your country today to that of, again, the 30s, Adolf Hitler. And by the way, Adolf Hitler is a good one to talk about because everybody knows who he is. They just don't know what he did and how he did it. Well, it's rolling out today. It's transpiring today in front of your faces, friends. Did you know that Adolf Hitler said it's always more difficult to fight against faith than knowledge? Did you hear what I just said? It's always more difficult to fight against faith than against knowledge. And when you listen to these useful idiots called the conservatives today that are praising this administration, they are the ones that want you to believe that they know what they're talking about, when in fact they talk out of both sides of their mouth. I have been on this radio show for 17 years, and I'm still waiting for someone to correct my theology, my doctrine. 1-866-582-9933. Facts are stubborn things. It gets pretty creepy sometimes, folks, when you start getting all these, you start lining up politicians of the past to today. It's real creepy. Ah, my goodness. I mean, George Bush, you know, he was the one that pushed terrorism. You know, Barack Hussein, oh, he's the one that ushered in the Muslims into this country. Donald Trump's doubled that. Again, look to the State Department statistics. You'll find out for yourself that I didn't say it. I'm just, you know, I just have gone too far by pointing my finger to the facts. Then so be it. But did you know that this is just crazy? The mindset of them that are behind the created weapon of terror, which it is, it's judgment. Read Leviticus 26:15 when you get a moment. But listen to what this guy said. He said the best political weapon is the weapon of terror. This is Heinrich, okay? One of Adolf Hitler's murderers. The best political weapon is the weapon of terror. He said, cruelty commands respect. Men may hate us, but we don't ask for their love, only for their fear. Hey, see, and that's a diabolical fear. And see, Christians, patriots, conservatives, all one and the same, the real ones I'm speaking to now, we're moved by the fear of God. We're not moved by the fear of man. There's a difference between filial and diabolical. And that's a diabolical. And by the way, when Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, he said that out of experience. When the people are afraid of the government, you have tyranny. A lot of people in this country are afraid of the government. Therefore, it spells out and defines the fact that you have a tyrannical system in place. And it's called the establishment. But he also said, but when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. When the government fears the people, it's because the people fear God, not man. But let's get to this. I asked you the question, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Did you know that Karl Deunitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler, said this? This is history, America. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. It was the politicians that started the war by creating their own political opposition and using the propagandist Joseph Goebbels to get the people to believe and to fall into line with the none other than Adolf Hitler. It's exactly what's happening today. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. The politicians, said Karl Deunitz, German admiral, he said they are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Earlier this week, I asked you, who's proposing all these groups get their rights that God never gave them? Politicians are, with the use of Hollywood. It's just so telling. You know, you can't even go online anymore, friends, without seeing another politician being busted for their crimes. Oh, I'm sorry. And notice I said crimes. Like, for example, we have Maxine Swamp Waters, right? She held $200,000 in Russian funds, passes only three bills. She's been there for 27 years. She votes for policies that increase poverty for minorities. That's a big no-no. Look at scripture book, friends. Look at the book of Amos. She's named one of the top corrupt politicians in D.C., and she's been prosecuted four times for fraud, and she's still there. She's still there. Oh, by the way, she has Russian ties just like Hillary Clinton does. Isn't that crazy? Wow, this is just getting crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, we all need to be like Martin Luther, the great reformer, when he stood in the Inquisition in front of the hypocrites that were supporting a tyrannical system and a rule of oppression over the people during his time in Germany. He said, "I cannot and will not recant anything that I've set out against your lies," and is what he's saying. "For to go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me God. Amen." And by the way, Martin Luther is responsible for much of your religious freedoms in which you hold today. That's where we need to be. Someone just posted this. Despite facing a grand jury indictment on 15 corruption charges, Donna Dukes, a Democrat, I guess, from Austin, which matters not, friends, she continued serving. Charged with 13 counts of tampering with a governmental record, is still there. She was indicted for spending $51,000 on an online psychic. She's still there. And free today to do it again. Doing only that which you can get away with. And she's getting away with it. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 30s? Well, listen to what Carol Doinet said. He said, "Politicians brought the Nazis to power. Corrupt politicians brought the corrupt to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes." Now, I want you to think about this. On November 20th, 1945... That's interesting because that kind of conflicts with another date that I had, which is May 1945. The Nuremberg trials began. Matter of fact, I want to make sure I'm right on this, friends. Trials began. I want you to listen carefully. I'm just correcting that date. Yep, November 20th, 1945 is the date that the Nuremberg trials began. And the Nuremberg trials is where they brought Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. Have you ever taken the time? This is just coming to my aid right now. Have you guys ever taken the time to read the pink swastika? Did you know that Hitler's SS were their sodomites? In the history, modern history today, revised history, would have you believe that he took out all the homosexuals. No, he did that in part. There's a difference between the effeminate, right? The effeminate and the masculine. Do some homework on the SS, friends. And take the time to read the book, Pink Swastika. Because, folks, it's exactly... Why did Barack Hussein Obama appoint over 225 radical homosexuals, transgenders, and lesbians to governmental positions? Boy, man, apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Nope. All serving the same one. The great deluder. 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. By this time, several countries were destroyed. 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Who are those people? Those that wouldn't fall in line. Or at least that's the numbers we've been told, right? We're going to take a quick break. We got one more segment coming up. Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Talking about the Nuremberg trials. And I don't know if you know this or not, but many of those people, friends, that were convicted of crimes, Hitler's Nazi criminals, many of them were waiting in line to become the next Führer. Now, why would they think that? And also keep in mind, after they did the biddings of Adolf Hitler and the regime, also keep in mind they were trying to find the excuse within themselves to be justified by them that were standing to prosecute their crimes in violation of law, 1 John 3:4. It's interesting that they were looking to be the next Führer, and they were saying that they were just doing their job. Just think about that. They were just doing their job by killing innocent people. They were just doing that. I didn't know that they were supposed to serve Adolf Hitler in such a fashion. I mean, when I look at national preambles, it usually starts out acknowledging God. And if they violate his moral law, then guess what? Someone gives an unlawful order, I disobey and I resist that. But not these guys. I mean, just think about it. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played, they played video footage of famished women, children, and men who were mercilessly shot, starved, or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Hey, you know that Henry Kissinger said that the only, he was defining a terrorist And the pedophile Henry Kissinger that sits next to the presidents during their administrations, he's the one that was responsible for saying that a terrorist is someone that resists the New World Order. Well, what's the New World Order? It was the same thing that Adolf Hitler was attempting to establish through the Third Reich, which, by the way, George Bush Sr.'s daddy was indicted back in the 20s illegally funding Hitler's war. Just so you know, just think about that. So George Bush's dad is illegally funding Adolf Hitler and his regime while our American boys were over there fighting the Germans. And again, going back to the 90s, you were led to believe that he was a Christian because he said so. Well, just ask him, what's his motive? Again, judge's fruit. He was the one that called for a New World Order how many times? Over 202 times from the presidential pulpit? Bully pulpit, friends? Well, I mean, craziness. No wonder why people are confused. During the opening of the court proceeding, it's important to note that the prosecutor said that the laws of God and man have been violated. So it's important for you to know the laws of God and the Constitution. Then he said, the guilty must not go unpunished. Guilty, who are they? Those that broke the laws of God and man. And man's law is only good as so far as it aligns itself with God's moral law. And if you want to ask your forefathers about that, remember, they said anything that stands in contrast to the Constitution is null and void. Nugatory is the word. That's the words that they used. I mean, just imagine if Nuremberg trials, just imagine America, per se, if the Nuremberg trials would have taken place at the first, I want you to think about this, if the Nuremberg trials would have taken place at the first law violated by Adolf Hitler and his wicked regime, the first time. Because when you read in America, Article 2, Section 4, it says misdemeanors. They can be removed for misdemeanors, not felonies. Folks, misdemeanors, Article 2, Section 4 in the U.S. Constitution. And I'm sure they had something very similar back in Germany during this time. But can you imagine that if the Nuremberg trials would have taken place at the first unconstitutional act of Hitler, none of this would have happened. We wouldn't be talking about it right now. Prevention is better than cure. You know, I love this. Hey, America, why are the immoral politicians, corrupt politicians, so busy tearing away at your laws? You might do yourself a favor and ask the question why the law was put up before you allow them to take it down. By then thy servant is warned. Read Psalm 19, verse 11. I mean, again, if they would have just dealt with Adolf Hitler after his first illegal act. I mean, just keep in mind, friends, he was in prison for murder. That's okay. You know, he's been reformed now. He says he's a Christian, and he did. And, you know, I guess the people of Germany, you know, the Protestants back in the day, they just accepted it for the way that they things were. And now we see the fruit of it. And then we see Martin Niemöller come behind him and blame the church for allowing Hitler to do what he did in the first place. Yep, he's right, though. He's exactly right. At least he took responsibility by judging within the way Scripture commands us to do so. But again, if we just think about the fact that when corruption, I mean, look at Pelosi. I mean, I can name them all. Look at how many times they've been busted for their crimes. You're encouraging them to do it again and again and again. And guess what they're doing, America, by you doing nothing? They're doing it again and again and again, and they do it with a smile on their face. As I said during the first segment of the first hour, how is it that politicians don't even believe what you believe? How is it that they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth? And then when you begin to expose corruption because they have their favorite jersey on, now you've gone too far, Bradley. This is my politician. Don't you dare say anything about my favorite politician. You absolute fool. You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. You know, another thing, too, is when you think about them on the campaign trail, and I'm thinking about Donald Trump right now, all these things that they just stand opposed to. And then once they're elected, then they say it's political talk. And because the people were the ones responsible for voting him into power, they have to justify his inaction concerning his promises. I mean, Adolf Hitler, by the way, just like corrupt politicians in America, could easily be stopped. If you wanted it to stop. Adolf Hitler could have been stopped if the Germans would have stopped him. He could have been stopped in the 20s with relative ease by the German people, who still had the freedom to do the right thing, just like Americans do. But they did it not. And the result is, we're talking about the crimes of, well, Adolf Hitler now. I mean, instead they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Yeah, right. Hey, America, do you live politics? Then you better speak up. I mean, but again, if you go back to any dictator, no one took Mussolini, Mao, Tung or Joseph Stalin seriously at first. Many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. Boy, were they wrong. And horrifically, again, friends, they weren't only wrong, they were dead wrong. It cost them their lives. You know, one of the first things Adolf Hitler did when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame it on his political opposition. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany, which only took 6 years. Interesting, after September 11th, you've been under attack, America. Your Constitution, they're eradicating your Constitution. Why would they do that? Why have illegals from the Middle East, why have they doubled now since under Donald Trump? Man, I don't know. Should I play stupid, America? No. I mean, going back to Germany, where were the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster? Adolf Hitler accused the Poles for attacking the Reichstag after the country was destroyed. The people of Germany were destroyed. They figured out that Adolf Hitler was the one that was responsible for doing it. Nothing new under the sun. See, Hitler no longer abided by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. In America, it's exactly what you're seeing today. Hey, guess who George Soros is, America? He's a Nazi war criminal. He's the one that's now funded over 200 organizations in this country to take you down within. What has Donald Trump done about it in America? What has Donald Trump done about Hillary Clinton, who we just found out that spent over $800,000 of her money went into these organizations to fund the organizations that are being used to stir up the people in the United States of America? I'm actually going there right now. But interestingly enough, Hillary's still doing what she's doing, committing the act of treason by selling uranium ore to the Russians, and she's still free to do what she wants to do, and yet Donald Trump is the man that's you're supposed to just trust and rest in? Wow. America, learn from Germany. Learn from history, regardless of who it is. I've been talking about, you said it, I didn't say it. Keep it in context, friends. Keep it in context. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you. See ya.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.